We are now a step closer to a strike next month by people who run freight by rail. I'm David Brancaccio. Another major union for railway workers has narrowly voted against a contract deal negotiated by the Biden administration. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this from Washington. Nancy?
David, the union is called Smart Transportation Division, and it mostly represents conductors on freight rail trains. Their main complaint is the deal wouldn't give them enough paid time off. The agreement would have allowed them to take unscheduled time off three times a year. The union says that's not enough. It also objects to the railway's business model, which aims to do more with fewer workers.
And let's talk about deadlines for this thing.
Yeah, there could be a national freight rail strike in early December, right before the holidays. A presidential emergency board was appointed earlier this year. It's mandated a series of cooling off periods. The current cooling off period could be extended. Congress could also intervene to prevent a strike, possibly requiring the two sides to go to arbitration.
And you're seeing assessments of the economic effect of a strike?
Yeah, the Association of American Railroads, which is an industry trade group, it estimates that a national freight rail shutdown would lead to more than $2 billion in economic losses per day, and more than 400,000 long-haul trucks would be needed to fill that gap. The association says there aren't that many trucks or drivers available.
Nancy, thank you. Markets, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up by less than a tenth of a percent now. The 100-share index in London is up 0.6%. And it could be like one of those disaster movies unfolding in a Delaware bankruptcy court today. Officials from the cryptocurrency trading platform FTX are expected to recount their understanding on what went wrong and in what order. This is the biggest bankruptcy filing ever for a crypto company. We may even get a better sense of the scale of the mess. In a filing, FTX has said it owes $3.1 billion to its top 50 creditors. Separately, investors have been selling stock in a rival company, Coinbase Global, which is now down 36% from a peak a month ago.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Both of the following are true. Gasoline prices going into Thanksgiving are the highest since the year 2000. Yet, gas has dropped sharply in a week, down 11 cents, according to the Automobile Association. $3.66 a gallon is the national average. The wider economy is also full of contradictions, especially now. Let's take today's economic pulse by turning to Michelle Singletary, who writes a personal finance column for the Washington Post. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You know, it's such a funny economy, but not funny, ha-ha. We have inflation, yet people are still getting jobs, so they're still spending. It's hard to know exactly which adjectives to use, the good ones or the bad ones.
Yeah, it's a really mixed bag for folks. There are people who are doing well. They can demand a good salary because they are in demand. And once you get that good paycheck, you want to spend it. You want to do some things that you may not have been able to do, especially during the pandemic. You know, maybe buy a car, take a vacation, go see auntie. Mm-hmm. And so that is driving up consumer, you know, prices. On the other hand, there are people who suffered during the pandemic, lost their jobs. They're still trying to climb back out, or maybe they were still struggling before the pandemic hit and it just made it worse. And those folks in particular are experiencing a lot of pain right now. You know, going to the grocery store, just all the regular things, your rent is going up. And so there's a lot of economic pressure on them. And, you know, we go back and forth about, well, are we in a recession? Is it economic downturn? Is it going to turn the corner? But for these people, they're thinking right now, my life, my financial life is bad.
All right, let's go from the macro economy to something micro, with the knowledge that micro things like a little splinter in your soul can be really irritating. Michelle, you talked to someone who got together with a friend. What happened?
I got an email. The subject line said, disgusted. And she said she and her husband were invited to a friend's home for a meal. And she said, oh, what can I bring? She brought some wine and dessert. And at the end of the meal, the friend said, oh, by the way, you owe me for the takeout.
Ooh.
And it just enraged her. And this is not out of the ordinary. I hear it oftentimes. It's happened to me. Someone invited me to their birthday party and then said, you've got to pay for it. And I think sometimes with the advent of Cash App and Venmo and people being able to, you know, shoot an email or text to someone saying, hey, you owe me for this, people think that it's okay to charge your guests. It is not. It's rude. You should never charge your guests. If you are the host, you should be hosting. And that means that you don't charge your guests for the pleasure of your company.
I really upped my pizza game in the last year, and they're coming out pretty fine. We've been inviting people over. I guess I better stop trying to figure out how much I could charge. That's what I'm hearing from you.
That's exactly right. Listen, this, I think the trend is all about people are living above their means, and it's fine to celebrate these life events, but not on the back of your friends. If you can't afford to have that birthday bash at the restaurant, just have folks over, watch a movie, pop some popcorn. You know, especially now with the economy the way it is, you know, if you truly can't afford it, don't make your friends help supplement a life that you can't afford to do.
Venmo and Zelle in the wrong hands can be a destructive force. Michelle Singletary, Washington Post personal finance columnist. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
But for the record, one of my homemade 12-inch pizzas would be worth $16.99, $18.99 for the arugula ricotta and balsamic reduction one. But I'm not charging, just saying. Our producers are Meredith Garrett and Morby, Ariana Rosa, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jared Dang. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.